8-year-old son is visiting me this week, and he asked specifically if I could arrange a tour of the Microsoft complex. I was wondering what your policy is on. I'm sorry to hear that. You know, I don't often trade on my celebrity status, but does the name Fraser Crane mean anything to you? Sorry to hear that. You know, it's entirely possible that one day a relative of yours may wish to tour my workplace. It's a radio station. Oh, forget it.
Even been close, that would be one thing, but I beat that tag by a mile. A mile.
Calm down, Slugger, it's all right.
A mile.
I take it you lost the game.
No, we won the game, but Roz got kicked out for arguing with the ump. She kicked dirt on his shoes, chest-butted him, almost took a bite out of his finger when he stuck it in her face. You can't coach that kind of thing.
All right, there's a guy on second, one guy's out, I drive one to the gap. The throw to the cutoff man is late, our guy's safe at home, and I try to stretch it to a double. I make a beautiful hook slide right under the tag. How can I be out?
I'm still trying to understand why you drove to the gap in the middle of the game.
I'm going to go work on the lineup for Saturday's game. You know, I love being in charge.
Oh, can I play second base?
No, sorry, Liz Budner's playing second.
Liz Budner? Why? What can she do that I can't?
That's what she will do with it. You won't.
Oh, Roz, listen, didn't you used to date some executive at Microsoft?
Oh, Scott Blankman. Ugh, talk about your messy breakups. Even after I dumped the guy, he kept calling me. At first he'd make excuses. Oh, sorry, I hit the wrong button on my speed dial. And then he just gave up the pretense and there'd be sobbing on the other end of the line. I finally said, Scott, I never, ever want to talk to you again. Mm-hmm. Why do you ask?
I'd like you to give him a call. Well, Frederick's coming to visit me this week. The only thing he asked for was a tour of Microsoft, and I sort of already promised that I could arrange it.
Oh, Fraser, you're asking me to call a man who camped outside my apartment building and held a big sign up that said Roz Doyle is afraid to love.
Okay, I understand. Okay. Just thought you'd be more sympathetic, that's all.
I can't.
Do you recall a story you told me not long ago about a young girl living in Wisconsin? Wanted desperately for her mother to drive into Chicago to see Bobby Sherman open a shopping mall. But her mother was just too busy. So what did that little girl do that night? She cried herself to sleep on her little Bobby Sherman pillow.
I hate you.
Miles.
Good morning, Fraser. Is Frederick up yet?
Actually, he went out with his grandfather for an early morning walk.
I went through some of my old albums this morning and found a few photos of us when we were Frederick's age.
Oh, Lord.
I thought he might find them amusing. Oh, here. There we are, all dressed up, ready for our first Cub Scout hike.
And last.
Yes, well, we didn't exactly endear ourselves to the pack. All the other kids had those knapsacks. We showed up with those monogrammed train cases.
Now, let's refresh my memory.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we wearing plastic snouts and a tiny little wading pool around our waists?
Oh, you've forgotten that Halloween we went as the Bay of Pigs.
Ah! As I recall, nobody got it. I finally had to take to telling that we were Swine Lake. Didn't get that either. That was a long evening.
So, what do you have in store for Frederick this visit?
Well, we're going to go whale watching, the planetarium, and Roz has helped me arrange a tour of Microsoft. It's the one thing that Freddie specifically requested.
Someone's making a run for Dad of the Year.
Well, you know how it is. Don't get to see him as often as I'd like. Memories of this trip will have to last until the next one. Can you blame me for wanting it to be perfect?
No.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hello, Freddy.
Dad, did Grandpa ever tell you the story how he captured four bank robbers with just a nightstick?
No. He told me how he captured two bank robbers with just a revolver, his partner, and a SWAT team.
They got there later.
Hello, Uncle Niles.
Hello, Frederick. My, aren't you getting big?
I'm the same exact size I was the last time you saw me.
Well, your mother's cooking will do that for a growing boy.
Are we going to Microsoft today?
Well, actually, Freddie, I thought we'd go by the radio station. I could show you where I work. That'll be fun, won't it?
Yes. When are we going to Microsoft?
Well, Saturday.
Excellent.
Hey, good morning, Dr. Crane.
Good morning, Daphne.
Hi, Daphne.
Hello, Frederick.
Hey, Freddie, tell your dad what you saw in the park with Eddie.
Hi, Daphne.
Frederick's my boyfriend.
Oh, really?
I got a present for you. Wait here.
That's so cute. He's got a crush on you.
Yes, you should have seen him last night. He spent the entire evening sitting on Daphne's lap watching TV.
Really?
And this morning, I heard this soft little knocking at my door, and it was Frederick asking if he could climb into bed with me.
Really?
It's for you.
Oh, wow. Isn't this lovely? Mm. Look, here's Frederick, and here I am. And what are we doing?
Getting married.
Really?
Well, come on, Frederick. Let's go hang this on the fridge.
Okay.
Fraser, do you really think it's healthy for a little boy to be so obsessed with a woman he can't possibly have?
Yes, have you actually sunk so low as to be jealous of him?
No, I'm not jealous. I'm just a bit, maybe envious.
That's ridiculous. What have you got to be envious of?
Hold on!
Whee!
And this is the booth where it all happens.
Very impressive.
Well, this is the talkback button here if I want to talk to Roz. And this is the cough button if I want to mute the mic. Oh, and this button here is very special. It sends a death ray shooting from the phone of any caller who annoys me.
You wish.
Yes, I do. Well, okay, Roz, what have we done to ourselves today?
Well, we went out last night to celebrate our big win.
Ah.
Had a few margaritas. Someone started a conga line. I wasn't going to get in it. I think Gary, our shortstop, got on the end of the line. And that man has a butt that makes you want to reach out with both hands and give Freddie a great big Seattle hug.
But save Roz.
Thank you.
Freddie, I don't believe you've met Bulldog.
Hey, kid.
Why are you called Bulldog?
People just always call me that.
But why?
I don't know.
Well, all right, Bulldog. Roz and I have a show to prepare
for. No. Wait a minute. This is important. Why do people call me Bulldog? There has to be a reason. No. This is going to drive me nuts. What?
So who's going to sub for me in the game on Saturday? We got to have a ninth body out there. We forfeit.
All right. How about Mindy Guthrie?
8 months pregnant.
July, August, September, October, November.
Anyway, you better find somebody else. And speaking of bad news, Fraser, I finally got a call from Scott Blankman.
Oh, Roz, Frederick, why don't you talk with Bulldog for a minute? I have to discuss something with Roz.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Oh, yeah, hey, in a little while, I'm going to bring in my car. You can hit the gong.
Why?
It's loud. I make a lot of loud noises in my show.
Why?
I don't know. Boy, I'm starting to get a headache.
Softball player, why don't you use my dad?
Oh, yeah, right.
Isn't he good?
Oh, yeah, he's great. He is the best, you know. I wish he could play, but I think your dad's busy Saturday.
He's taking me to Microsoft.
Yeah, right. Oh, man, I wish he could play because if he were playing, we'd win for sure.
I'm sorry, Fraser, that's all I can do. Scott quit Microsoft right after we broke up.
Well, I don't look forward to telling Frederick. Be so disappointed.
Well, you know, if he wants a tour of a seminary, I've got an inn there now.
I don't know. I give up.
Abraham Lincoln, what school did you go to?
Frederick.
Dad, I don't want to go to Microsoft anymore.
You don't?
Oh, hey, yes, he does. Wait a minute. Hey, what kind of boy wouldn't want to spend a day at Microsoft?
Stay out of this. Now, listen. Frederick. No, this is your vacation. You are the boss. Whatever you say goes.
Great. I want to see you play in the softball game.
What?
You could take Roz's place.
Well, I, as much as I'd love to play softball, I really don't think the Bulldog wants me to.
Yes, he does. He said you were the best, right?
That's what I said.
Thank you, Bulldog.
So you'll play?
Well, I don't see how I can refuse.
Great. I can't wait to tell Daphne.
Oh, yes. Well, speaking of Daphne, while you're waiting for Daphne, why don't you go on out and get yourself a candy bar out of the machine?
Mother says candy rots two seniors.
Yes, well, two on the side of your mouth. Rot your baby teeth. Bulldog, what the hell do you think you're doing telling him I'm a good softball player?
Hey, I was trying to be nice. You want me to tell him you're a big lame-o?
No, I don't.
Hey, look, I know how tough it is when you're a kid and you find out your dad's not as great as you thought. Look, I was about Frederick's age when Well, I came home. My mom was out, and I caught my dad with another woman.
Oh, Bulldog. I'm sorry.
No, wait. You haven't heard the bad part yet. She was ugly, Doc. I mean, coyote ugly. My own dad. And the best excuse he could come up with was, hey, you don't look at the mantle when you're poking the fire. Hey, I just got that.
I just keep thinking back to that time when Dad made us try Little League. I'll never forget the humiliation of getting up to bat for the first time in my life. Hearing the other team all cry out, "Move in, everybody! Crane's up!"
Yes, but they moved right back out again after you took your first swing.
Only because the bat flew out of my hands.
You worry too much. Your co-workers aren't expecting you to play brilliantly.
No, I can live with playing badly in front of my co-workers. It's Frederick I'm worried about. He's still at that age where he thinks his father can do anything.
Every child at some point must discover that his father is not a superhero.
I know.
It's a healthy part of the developmental process.
I know. Someday he's going to have to learn that I'm not perfect. It's just, I was hoping it might be something less humiliating, like seeing me fast dance at a family wedding.
You consider that less humiliating?
Oh,
did you two have fun while I was at work?
Yes. Oh, yes. We went to the amusement park. We had a lovely time. Only I think the Ferris wheel scared him a bit. Spent the whole ride hugging me for dear life.
Really?
Our hair smells like strawberry.
It smells like peach blossoms, lavender, and vanilla. From over here, at least. Oh.
Uncle Niles, are you coming to watch my dad play in the softball game? He's the best one on the team.
Well, of course I am, Freddie. I'll be there, sitting right between you and Daphne.
Oh, come along, Frederick. Let's go and get some hot chocolate.
Okay.
So you see the problem?
I certainly do.
No, that's your problem. My problem is that I promised Frederick I would play on Saturday. Guess I'm left with only one choice.
You're going to fake an injury?
No, of course not. I've got to learn how to play softball.
In 2 days?
Oh, back in college when Stu Oberfeldt got sick, I learned the role of Mercutio in just a day and a half. I was brilliant. God, even the dueling scene, the audience was on the edge of their seats.
Yes, and they were under them when the sword flew out of your hand.
See, Dad, I want to thank you for helping me out with this.
Don't mention it. We're going to whip you right into shape.
Yeah, it must have been kind of disappointing for you. I never took any interest in this sort of thing as a kid.
Well, I understood.
Guess it's a little complex I must have developed when I was growing up. You know, the doorbell would ring, I'd run to answer it. And then there'd be the neighborhood kids with their baseball gloves and their bats looking for somebody else to join their game. They'd say, "Hey, can your dad come out and play?"
Well, never mind that. You know, it's kind of fun to finally be out here.
Oh, at the risk of sounding like Stanley, cornering Blanche DuBois in Streetcar, we've had this date with each other from the very beginning.
I knew you'd ruin it. All right, come on, put your helmet on.
Ow. Gee, ow, it's kind of tight.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to. Stops you from getting hurt. Ow! Okay? Here, all right. There you go. Now, take your bat, get into the stance, just like I told you. I'm going to turn the machine on. You know, the good thing about these balls is that they're all at the same level, so you can work on your form and your timing, all right? Okay, now, here we go. Ow! What is that, a pitching machine or a particle accelerator? All right, I'll crank it down to a lower setting. Okay, now just remember, left elbow in, right elbow up, knees bent, ball the weight on the balls of your feet, okay? Now, just step into the pitch. Oh, yeah, and swing the bat.
Dad, can't you just slow it down a little bit?
All right. But if any of the other fathers come back here, I'm taking it off the peewee setting. Okay, all right, now, from the hips. Nice and easy. Don't try to kill it. Just try to make contact, okay? You ready?
Ready.
What are you looking at?
Dad, they're looking at me.
Get out of here.
Go on. Buzz off.
No.
again?
No, I didn't. That was my knee cracking.
Hey, you're doing a lot better, though. That's six in a row without hitting yourself in the kidney on your follow-through.
Oh, my kidney. This is hopeless.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we just try changing bats?
Oh, dear, huh? Please. I couldn't hit that ball if I had a sofa cushion.
All right, so softball's not your game. It's no big deal. Now, Freddie will understand that.
Oh, I suppose. In time, he will. It's just a... Ow.
No boy ever forgets the first time he learns that his dad isn't perfect. That's not what I wanted him to take away with him on this trip. Anyway, thanks for your help.
Oh, don't mention that. So, Frazier, what was it for you?
Huh?
Well, you know, I mean, when you first found out that I was less than perfect.
I don't know.
Well, I thought you said a kid never forgets the first time.
Well, maybe it was no one time.
Oh, so it was a lot of times?
Well, no, I'm not very comfortable talking about it right
now.
Well,
why? You're not going to hurt my feelings. I'm just curious.
All right. Back in third grade, you took me and some of the boys from the math club out for pizza. When the check came, you couldn't figure out the tip in your head.
I can't do math in my head. That's your big disappointment?
Well, it was at the time.
Well, I wonder if I can calculate in my head how many hits you got today. Let me think. Zero.
Fine, Dad. Get defensive. I was 8 years old.
Eight. That's one shaped like the snowman,
all right?
Please.
I'm sorry. I even brought it up. God. I guess I'm just going to have to bite the bullet, sit Frederick down on Saturday before the game, tell him the truth. It's not a conversation I'm looking forward to, but I should prepare him for the fact that his daddy's not going to be hitting any grand slams on Saturday. Or am I? Wait. A grand slam is...
You aren't.
Well, anyway, I suppose one consolation is, you know, as disappointed as I was with you after the pizza incident, yeah, here we are, yeah. All these years later, out in a batting cage.
Yeah, that's right. Come on, I'll get us a couple of beers.
Thanks,
Dad. Okay. And how many of these shiny things...
Oh,
do you think
shut up. Hello, Niles.
Frazier, you look like an authentic jock. I'm half tempted to hand over my lunch money.
Is that your idea? Appropriate baseball watching attire?
Obviously, you failed to detect the subtle diamond pattern in my tie. Oh. So, how'd your little talk go with Frederick?
Well, I haven't been able to bring myself to do it yet. I guess as a father, you go to any lengths to avoid looking foolish in front of your son.
Hey, look what Mrs. Storgerson was throwing out. Boy, the guys at McGinnis are gonna love this.
Well, anywho. Frederick. What have I told you about running in the house?
You told me to never run the house.
And what have I told you about splitting infinitives?
Frazier, let the boy be a boy.
Don't run away. I saw you. Your son just walked right in on me in the shower.
Frederick.
Dad, all I really saw was...
I am very disappointed in you, young man.
Let the boy finish.
All I really saw was a lot of steam. I'm sorry, Daphne. I didn't know you were in the shower. Now you hate me.
I don't hate you. You just have to promise to knock before you enter a room, okay?
Sorry, Dad.
That's okay, son.
So, when are we going to the game?
In a bit. First, we have to have a little conversation, the two of us. Uncle Niles, do you think you could give us a moment alone?
Oh, of course. I'll freshen up for the game. You can fool them, but you can't fool me. I'm on to you, little man.
Come on, Freddy. Come and have a seat here. Okay. You're gonna see me play some softball today. And I'm not gonna play very well. See, I'm not a good softball player.
But Bulldog said you were the best.
Yes, I know. He was just lying in order to be nice. Truth is, I stink. Can't catch, can't throw, I can't hit.
Oh,
So it must be pretty disappointing to hear for the first time that your dad's not perfect, huh?
It's not the first time. You couldn't fix my computer. You thought Venus was the North Star. And I've seen you run.
Oh, why didn't you mention any of these things to me before?
I thought it might hurt your self-esteem.
Well, actually, Frederick, I'm really okay with those things. I am. I just want you to know that it's okay for you to feel bad about them. See, when I was about your age, I felt real bad about learning that your grandpa can't do math in his head. And I learned later, of course, that that really wasn't very important because he can do so many other things so well.
Grandpa can't do math in his head?
Yes, well, see... That's not really the issue.
Why don't you go and tell him that?
Well, I'm illustrating a point.
You mean you can't do it at all?
Well, yeah, sure I can, Freddy.
I knew you could. What's 7 times 15? You could do it, Grandpa.
115?
Oh, Grandpa.
Well, thanks a lot, Frazier. Why, for God's sake,
ready for the game?
Yeah.
Don't sound too excited.
I just found out Dad's bad at softball and Grandpa can't do math in his head.
Those things aren't important. What can I do to make you feel better?
Maybe a hug?
Oh, come here. Oh, there you go.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. Mercy. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Scrambled eggs all over my face. What is a boy to do?